The pace at which Salesforce continues to innovate never ceases to amaze me. It is Sunday morning and I was going to sit down and point a quick blog about creating a visual force page to override the lookup functionality. My requirement was to create a custom, filtered search, something that is a very frequent request from customers. But since joining Salesforce, I have gotten into the habit of doing two things before development. 1. Keeping the release notes from the last few versions in easy access right on my desktop. 2. Performing a quick search on ideas.salesforce.com to see if any ideas already cover my requirement, so I can either add my vote, or see if they are being considered by product management. This morning, I was excited to have been reminded about a great feature now in beta release as part of Winter 10, lookup filters. The Ideas post provides a great overview of the new feature and lets you rapidly share your feedback with product management, with further detail included in the online docs. For the typical requests from customers I have worked with, the current beta lookup functionality covers the vast majority of requirements, and is great to have this feature now available. For those customers where certain features are not included yet, for example, one popular idea is the use of formula fields for more dynamic filters. The platform allows you to override the edit page and create your own lookup button by leveraging a little visual force and some of the JavaScript functions already in place within Salesforce. Apex page, block, section, item. Apex output label value equals exclamation mark dollar object type dot my underscore object underscore c dot fields dot my underscore field underscore c dot label for equals my underscore field greater than. Apex output panel it equals p2 greater than. Less than dash because the field is required, it adds another div in the rendered HTML dash greater than. Less than dash so we need to wrap it to avoid page breaks dash greater than. Apex output panel it equals p3 style equals float left greater than. Apex input field required equals true. Value equals exclamation mark my underscore object underscore c dot my underscore field underscore c, it equals my underscore field, greater than. Slash apex output, panel. Ahref equals JavaScript, open pop-up percent 27 slash apex slash my custom search page question mark it equals. My underscore object underscore c dot it percent 27 clickup percent 27, 420, 490, percent 27 width equals 420, height equals 490, toolbar equals no, status equals no, directories equals no, menu bar equals no, resizable equals yes, scrollable equals no percent 27, true, onclick equals JavaScript, set last mouse position event, title equals my custom lookup, new window and src equals slash s.gif alt equals my custom lookup, new window, class equals lookup icon on blur equals this dot class name equals lookup icon on focus equals this dot class name equals lookup icon on and mouse out equals this dot class name equals lookup icon this dot class name equals lookup icon and mouse over equals this dot class name equals lookup icon on this dot class name equals lookup icon on title equals my custom lookup new window slash a slash apex output panel slash apex page block section item. But for now, I am excited to see and encourage you to try out the new lookup filters available in Winter 10. Make sure you add your feedback and comments to the Ideas site for additional features which will make this new functionality even better.